Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Riverina's 11:52, Triple M. It's Potsy and Leighton this morning. And Leighton, we are gearing up for about the only event you and I attend to because both have an interest here. Gears and beers time again.
Yes. And to tell us more from the Wollundi Rotary, Phil McIntosh. How you doing, Phil?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. How are you this morning?
Yeah, good, mate. Geez, hard to believe we're rolling around again for gears and beers. What's this, the fourth one?
This is the fourth one, yes, on Sunday, the 1st of October, 2017. So the fourth one, and it's just continued to grow year by year very, very slowly.
Now, this year, the bikes, what time will the bikes start leaving? And, of course, they're all different length rides. Some are for the more professional riders. Some are just for mums and dads and the kids to be part of.
That's right, Leighton. We've got rides right across the board for everyone. So the earliest one that goes out is at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's the Rafa Dirty 130, so 130k. So that's for the more serious riders. That goes out at about 7 o'clock in the morning. We have then a 105k ride that actually is on sealed section roads. It goes out through Coolerman and across to Mara and back home. So it goes at 8 o'clock. Then we come down to the smaller length rides, one's 50 kilometres. We've also introduced a new ride this year called the Filthy 50.
Right.
So as the name explains, it's on dirt again. So it's more geared towards people who have got BMX bikes, mountain bikes and cyclocross bikes. You can use your road bike on that as well. And then we come down to the 30 kilometres. And then for mums and dads and all the kids, the 9K ride, which is around town, it's all quite flat, but it's ideal for mums and dads to come out with the littlies and get them involved as well. We had over 1,000 riders last year, and we're hoping this year to go to 1,400 riders. The largest of the rides, the Dirty 130, is actually already sold out. We increased the numbers in that quite dramatically, up to 450. And it sold out about 2.5 months ago.
450 riders are doing the Dirty 130.
Yeah, it's quite extraordinary, isn't it, to think that the entries for that have come in from up and down the east coast of Australia. We've got entries out of Adelaide, and to my surprise, the furthest entry that I've seen, and I only saw this at the weekend, was from London. Now, clearly this bloke has got a reason for coming to Wagga.
He's got issues.
He must have some friends, or he has got some issues. But, there's definitely an entry there from London.
Excellent. Now, those rides, if you want to find out about the rides, and, of course, you do have to register, you go to gearsandbeers.org.au. You can register online?
Yes, you can. Just jump onto that website and hit on the registration link. It'll take you straight in. It's a pretty easy process to go through.
And can you register the morning of the ride?
Yes, if you've left it until then, there is a big registration tent there on the morning of the ride.
And is there a cost involved?
Yes, there is. Yeah, most definitely. Again, if you jump onto that website,
it'll
the 9K ride's about $20.
Okay.
For an entry, it's not too dear.
Are you two finished now?
Yeah, no, almost. Right, okay. And remember that it all heads off from the Victory Memorial Gardens and ends back at the Victory Memorial Gardens, ready for the beers part of the Gears
finished?
And Beers Festival. And this is Potsy, where you take
now?
Over.
Okay. tell us about the beers and the ciders that are going to be there this year, mate. This is a sensational day, something that Wagga should be really proud of. The boutique brewers that you get here, the music that's put on, it's a sensational way to spend a Sunday.
The festival crowd that's come into this event over the last couple of years has really, really enjoyed it. We've been lucky enough to pull in 15 different brewers from across the northeast and from the southern areas of New South Wales. So we've got Barambler Wines coming in with their beer, Dog on the Tucker Box beer. We've also got Black Dog Brewery coming in. Bright Brewers are coming in. Thirsty Crow, Blizzard Brewery from up at Mount Hotham, who were incredibly popular last year. Chimmett River Brewing Company. We've got the cider covered with Apple Thief, Batlow Cider. Bent Spoke Brewers are coming out of Canberra. Modus Operandi are coming out of Sydney to the event. We've also got Riverina Winemakers coming over as well, and they're going to be doing spritz. So anybody who sort of knows and enjoys a bit of spritz, they'll be doing that for us. And of course, we've got about 16, 17 food stalls in there as well. Some really nice music throughout the afternoon. So it should be a really great festival, and we're trying to get somewhere close to 4,000 people into the festival.
And to get into that part of the festival, what's the entry fee for that?
Anybody who's already entered for a ride, they get in free. Anybody who's under 18 gets in free. And those people who are over 18 and haven't been riding, it's $10 entry. And remember, guys, all of the funds that we raise from this event go to charity, so straight through to Wollundi Rotary's projects committee, and all of that money is given back to charities in the local area. The festival will start at 11 o'clock. It kicks off and runs through until 6 o'clock. We're usually finished in time for people then to head home and watch the NRL Grand Final.
Excellent. Sounds like another fantastic day that we've got planned for the 2017 Gears and Beers. It's on the October long weekend Sunday. If you want to find out more, fill that website again.
Gearsandbeers.org.au. And you should find all the information there on the website.
All right, gearsandbeers.org.au, all the info for the 2017 Gears and Beers Festival in Wagga, Sunday the 1st of October.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast, weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.